This is the Eye for an Eye channel. Welcome to today's show. I think it's the Eye for an Eye channel. It's funny, every time I do this, I almost say it's a different show. You know, even though I'm a new YouTuber, I constantly think it's named something else. I don't know why that could possibly be since I'm new to this, but I want to cover what's going on in China because whether you're Christian or not, it should open your eyes to how much of a threat Christianity is to the New World Order and why Christianity is constantly targeted by these monsters. And of course, this ties into everything going on in America. Now, all one has to do is watch any of the stuff I've done or other people, or look up for yourself what communism is all about, right? We could constantly see the themes of communism in America today. They pretend like we're in a democracy, even though this country is a republic, like I've said many times over, but they're constantly doing things that only a communist government does. And we see the people who follow the Democrat Party worship the party, right? And this all ties into how the Communist Party in China runs. And this all ties into a war against Christianity. I'm going to tell you what's going on in China so you know what they're trying to do with the Bible there, because it's going to be coming here. Now, we see all the same themes there, right? They want to bring in social credit scores here, hate speech, censoring free speech here. Obviously, we all know they want to go after the right to bear arms. And we see how there are lunatics and insane people in this country, and it's hard for a lot of us to wrap our heads around, but if you understand communism, how it works, these people worship the political party. So whatever that party tells them is 100% truth to them. And if you question it, it's the same way that we react to people who question Jesus Christ and question, question the belief in the Bible. We get very offended, very upset, obviously. Anybody who's bad-mouthing Christ, we get upset. Well, they're the same way about their political party, right? So what did we see with the magic potion, right? We see these psychopaths who are defending something that even they admit doesn't even work, but because their party supports it, because their party's responsible for the most part in the push for it and the mandates of it, they will literally die over the cause, which is about to occur, which has already been occurring. It's just going to get a lot worse, right? This is all tied into China. So there's a worship of the party. Now, Christianity is a threat to that because these people want you to worship them. They don't want you to worship our King, Jesus Christ. And what's going on in China is that they have a 10-year plan in place to rewrite the Bible. That's right, to rewrite the Bible. That's pretty unbelievable, right? But Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, let's read that. Do not add to what I command you and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. And what do they do day in and day out? Day in and day out, they do everything they possibly can to mock God, to go against God's word, right? And of course, even in Deuteronomy chapter 15, we hear, talking about idolatry and things like that. That's what we're living amongst. And they want to continue to make sure people are worshiping idols, worshiping government, and not worshiping God, because God's a threat to them. God threatens their power. They want you cowering down to them in this system, of course, of control. So the Chinese Communist Party is rewriting the Bible with revisions that attempt to portray Jesus in a different light. This, to me, is obviously criminal. This should be something that makes everybody's blood boil, because God obviously commanded that nobody touch the word, right? But that's what they're doing. And I've covered this in the past. We had they came out with a Pride Bible and all this stuff. They've been mocking Christ for years. We know what they're doing right now to Christians and suppressing free speech. We hear all this stuff about free speech and all this with a lot of people out there, but we know it's really an attack on Christianity, right? And all the things that Christianity supports, as far as everything that God condemns, they're silencing and promoting the opposite of it, right? They want all of this prideful behavior, and you know what I mean by that, the LG behavior. They want all of this debauchery, all of this reprobate mindset and this hive mind mindset to flourish in this, in Satan's earth here. So that's what they're doing. And then the other hand of it, they're suppressing Christian free speech. So the Chinese party wants to rewrite the Bible with revisions that make Jesus pretty much just look like a person and the worship go to the Chinese government. It's part of what they're calling a 10-year plan to force Chinese citizens to have faith in the Chinese Communist Party rather than faith in a religion. Tina Ramirez is the founder and president of Hardwired, a group that has been a vocal critic of the Chinese Communist Party and its persecution of religious groups and political minorities. Now, China is openly admitting to doing this, right? So this person, Tina Ramirez, is like, oh, we're against this stuff. Anybody who doesn't see this occurring right now in America just worded differently. They're doing the same exact stuff here in America. They're just obviously they're deflecting, they're pretending that they're not because they're trying to give the illusion that this is a free country still. When it isn't, the Democrats want to do nothing more than get into your home, pretty much want to get into your bedroom and get into your bed with you and your wife. Or, you know, they really want to get into the bed with you and your kid, let's be real. And these people would just pretend like we're still a free country. And it's what's even crazier is that, you know, we're not, they talk about democracy. This is a republic. I have plenty of videos talking about that. But even since, to even say it's a democracy, these people are so psychotic, they actually think the stuff this government's doing is freedom. And it's amazing. They're like, this, we need to save democracy. And all the Democrats are yelling, save democracy. And again, even though it's not, this is a republic, they're yelling, save democracy, when the government's literally telling you you can't have a job unless you put this in your body, this. I mean, it shows you how dumb and insane the people who follow them are. And we know we're living amongst empowered, dumb women and very, very weak and pathetic men. So that's pretty much what that party represents. So they go on to say, why would the Chinese Communist Party be rewriting the Bible if they don't even believe in God? She questioned. They want the people to take their eyes off of God and to put them on a good person and to deny their faith as a result of that and supplant that with the Communist Party as the ultimate deity. And again, this whole one world order, remember, is under the all-seeing eye of Satan, all-seeing eye of Lucifer that we see on the dollar bill. It's a government structure under the worship of the Antichrist, right? Who's going to bring peace and love and all these things. So they're removing Christianity. They're getting more and more of a worship of government, but it's not going to be Xi who they end up worshiping. It's going to be the Antichrist. But they're already going to be prepared because they're already going to be worshiping government and structures of government because all the chaos and insane stuff that they're doing, especially here in America, where they're convincing people to castrate themselves. They're convincing people they're born a different way. They're convincing people they're born with a certain sexual preference. I mean, it's all just utter insanity what they're convincing people of, but they're believing it. They're believing it. So China's ruling regime announced in 2019 its plans to release a new translation of the Bible that will include Buddhist principles, right? And I've talked about that a million times. They constantly mock Jesus Christ. You don't ever see him mocking Buddha because this is all this universal. They've been trying with the New Age movement to mix in this Buddhist, this peace, this Zen with Christianity. So it's a New Age version, a watered down version of Christianity, which really doesn't have anything to do with Jesus. It takes Jesus, the figure of worshiping Jesus Christ, our Messiah, and it turns it into like this oneness of the universe, and we're all collective souls, all this crap that you constantly see. This is poison. This is has a lot to do with what the Bible talks about, the lukewarming of Christianity. And that's what they're doing by design. So they're going to mix in this Buddhist stuff, which is going to say accept, tolerate, and love everybody, right? So when you hear God talk about, and not just talk about, and say the things that he forbids, literally burn these specific people. And, I believe when every time I read that specific book in the Bible where these people get torched, you know, because they like the highway that's made of Hershey Kisses, I always just think about, wow, you know, it really bothered God so much. And then I think about the behavior of these people in today's society, right? Because the Bible doesn't go into, it goes into the behavior of the stuff they want to do with the angels and the children, you know. But I can't go into great detail about that because it'll offend people and it'll get a strike. But just think of, I mean, now looking at it, right? What we're seeing, like it, as in the days of Noah, we're seeing it in front of us, but how sick all this stuff makes God. And it made him so sick then that he torched him, right? So clearly, you know, it bothered God. He was very against it. So they want to make sure that in the Bible, we love and accept that stuff. And we see a lot of churches do what now? We see them even bringing this into the church. And they're like, Jesus is love. And they're so brainwashed that they think that you just eliminate the Old Testament. They're like, well, Jesus died and the Old Testament doesn't matter anymore. Well, that's not true that the Old Testament doesn't matter anymore. Just because you have, you know, if you believe in Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean you can now live as a reprobate, that you can freely sin and you automatically go to heaven doing all these, going against all of God's commandments, going, you know what I mean? It's insanity. It's utter insanity. But churches teach this stuff. So people are drawn into the church because they're like, I'm going to go to heaven. I don't have to worry about that. And I can be a reprobate. It's like, what? You know, I get it. We all struggle with sin. I struggle with sin. Every Christian struggles with sin. None of us are perfect. Right? And there's plenty of Christians who pretend like they don't and act self-righteous, but we all struggle with sin, right? And the point is that we're supposed to fight against that sin. We're supposed to fight the temptation of sin. And it doesn't mean that every time that we're going to win, sometimes we're going to give in to that sin and regret it and repent. But a lot of times, you know, there's these people, they think that they could just live this way, whatever way they want, and they don't realize that they're doing the Aleister Crowley do without wilt mindset, which is the Antichrist mindset, the New World Order mindset, that you could do whatever you want. They're like, well, I'm saved through Christ, And it's like, well, God knows in your heart if you're really trying to not sin. And you're, you know, God's pulling on your heartstrings saying, don't do this. And you go and do it every single day or every single second, or you're acting on all these urges. Okay. So by them mixing in this Buddhist mindset, that's really what they're doing. That's really what they're doing. So the new translation in China would really support the Communist Party. No surprise, because remember, the Communist Party, the political party is God. That comes above everything else. Comes above any belief in God, which they don't want at all. And it comes above your own family. That, you know, the government should be able to have control of your kids, which, again, where are we seeing that? We're seeing that in the United States, okay? And don't forget the videos I've done in the past, even though I'm a new YouTuber, talking about our debt to China. China literally owns America. Not only do they own land here, when you hear them on the TV and they're like, there's $300 trillion in debt. Who do you think owns the debt? China does. China owns America. And these politicians have all sold us out, Republican and Democrat. Okay? So they're using the same thing here, but it's the New World Order structure is a communist structure. Okay? It's pretty obvious. And they use this stuff with Trump by design to get more and more people to give into the communist mindset. And then they frame it differently than they did 50 years ago. They frame it as love, acceptance, everything's wonderful, nobody's mean. And then Trump fits perfectly for the opposite mindset. Ah, they're all mean, they're bullies, they hurt people's feelings. And they're all hypocrites because these people hurt people's feelings too. These people, if you disagree with them, spaz and turn into complete unhinged, you know, psychopaths. So, you know, these people are just completely brain dead. And that's why they've constantly showed us the hive mind over the years. So in the real version from the Bible, Jesus says, he who is out sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. And the crowd begins to leave. Jesus tells her, go now and sin no more. In a version reportedly found in a Chinese textbook published in September 2020, the crowd disperses. But then the text falsely claims when everyone went out, Jesus stoned the woman himself. So if you're a communist and you're worshiping government, and then the Bible's telling you that Jesus stoned a woman. Well, anybody who's a follower of the Communist Party is by definition and design a weak person. So anybody who is looked at as a bully, they hate, even though nothing is more of a bigger bully than the Communist Party themselves. They bully anyone that disagrees. So they think they're on this winning team. It's really just psychological war, right? So by putting Jesus in there as the one who stones the woman, what does that do? It makes Jesus look more like a man, like a sinner, like a hypocrite, which is done by design by the Communist Party. That, I guarantee you, will be here in America, as well as the removing of things like Gomorrah and Sodom, which I'm saying backwards for the algorithm. So they say China has taken it to an all new low, but this is from that person, Ramirez. China's taken it to an all new low by trying to rewrite the scripture. I think that they are no longer content with their re-education camps that clearly are not doing their job of forcing people to believe in the communist atheist ideology. Christians see it as a badge of honor to go through these camps or be tortured, and they know this is the test of what it means to be a Christian in China. She added, they're really trying to brainwash children at an early age about what the Bible says and to confuse them to pervert them from being Christians. But I think we all know as Christians that the Word of God is more than a book. It's a living. It's Jesus Christ himself. They can try as they may, but I don't think it will be successful. Ultimately, I believe the truth will come out. And I agree with that. So again, remember the Communist Party, obviously they want to go after children because they want to brainwash them. This is something we see in Satanism and SRA. They go after very young children and they put them through trauma so that they can have control over their mind. A lot of people have gone through this stuff with Satanists, where they had Satanist parents, or they were sold into, you know, cults, etc. They're told the opposite. So they're told that Jesus is very, very bad and God's very, very bad. And these are things that you could see these types of ideologies put into this Chinese Bible, right? Where Jesus is stoning people. So you're telling kids that Jesus is bad. He's stoning people. But the government will protect you from that type of stuff. So they're not only just making Jesus look bad, they're also making him look like a sinful, hypocritical human, right? So that people wouldn't be worshiping him. So they're twisting everything and they're doing it by design. And I'm covering this because this is what's coming to America. If anybody out there doesn't see the correlations between China and America, you're out of your mind. Okay, the Communist Party is this government that's in place in America. Everybody with a brain can see that. They're talking about freedoms as if they still exist here. You know, the only reason that people like me have to jump channel to channel is because they don't allow free speech. Why don't they allow free speech? Because they don't want you to find God. They don't want you to see how wicked and sick they are. It's not just about the fact that I cover all this stuff with what they do with kids. It's also about the fact that they don't want young people realizing the Bible is truth, right? So they're offended and they're afraid of Christianity. They've always been, and they should be. because God is going to make these people pay when he returns. But again, like I said earlier, in Deuteronomy, right, it says it flat out. Flat out in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Do not add to what I command you and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. So what are they doing? Like I've always said, Satanists read the Bible. They know the Bible better than us. A lot of Christians, at least, maybe not us who listen to this channel or myself, but they know it for the most part better than most Christians, right? Because a lot of churches will just read the Psalms and they give nice messages so that people are encouraged for the week and then go back and get more. And these people read the Bible and they read it completely backwards. So all the things that God commands us not to do, they make sure that they do it. And they live that way. And they promote those ideologies like the LGBT, okay? All that type of stuff. By design, that's how they think. They read it inverted. They read it backwards, right? And they want to subtract from the Bible because God says don't add or subtract from it. So what are they doing? They're adding, subtracting, and tweaking it so that it fits their communist manifesto. That's the scary world we're living in now. Reminder, if you haven't subbed to my backup channel, Uprising Revival, please do so now. It's very important that people do. And I hope to see more people over on the website, uprisingrevival.com, because as this Communist Party moves in, the first thing that's going to get hit, and we see it in the UK already, and we see it in America, really, social media sites is what's going to get hit. YouTube, Facebook, etc. For the time being, the website is going to be protected. Eventually, they're going to get everything on the internet. You're going to need a digital ID to be able to upload on the internet, and they're going to monitor and track everything, and you're going to be held accountable for whatever you post online. It's going to go into your social score. These are all things I cover on the channel. On the website, obviously, now we can cover the stuff going on with the outbreak, okay, the next phase, October 4th, all these things. So it's very important you join the website. It's $2.99 a month. It really helps this content be produced on YouTube and on the website. It's uncensored over there. And the forum itself, you will learn a ton in the forum. So if you like this type of content, if you're trying to learn these things, or you just want to interact with people who get it, then join the website, uprisingrevival.com. I thank everyone again for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless all of you, as always, and your families.